under
Recording
Chapter
in progress.
231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael. Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Uren.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag. Mayor, do we want to start the proclamation now?
The council president, the proclamation, which is going to go to all six fire companies, and we'll have each individual fire company come up and receive the proclamation. Whereas our community was recently impacted by severe storms that posed significant challenges to safety, infrastructure, and well-being of our residents. And whereas in the face of these difficult conditions, dedicated volunteer members of our local fire companies selflessly responded swiftly, courageously, and unwavering commitment to protecting lives, homes, and public resources. And whereas these individuals worked tirelessly around the clock, clearing debris, responding to emergencies, and supporting recovery efforts, often at the great personal risk. And whereas beyond times of crisis, our volunteer company volunteers continue to serve throughout the year with steadfast dedication, always ready to respond in times of need, safeguard our neighborhoods, and support our community's health and safety. And therefore, I be resolved that I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township in the county of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, do by here extend my deepest gratitude and heartfelt appreciation to all the members of the fire companies of New Market, River Road, Holmes Marshall, Possum Town, Arbor Hose, and North Stelton, and many volunteers who've gone above and beyond in the service our community during the recent storms and at all times. And then thank you for your invaluable service. Right there.
I
That's more like it. I hear the chief's picking up dinner tonight.
Yeah. Very nice. All right, there we go. Very nice.
They come a little later. Well, thank you all for coming, and I would like to say, as the mayor, you know, I understand that you get called out all hours of the night, and I don't think the general public has an idea what you have to go through, especially through these swift water rescue situations, because there could easily be a manhole pop open, and they could get potentially sucked into it, storm drain pipe. That's why we're asking residents, please, when there's barricades up, and there's signs saying, do not go, road closed, there's a reason why. We don't want to put you in harm's way, and more importantly, our first responders. And I think this last storm was very annoying to me, because we had a lot of barricades up, a quick amount of time by Public Works, but yet people were still taking barricades down, and, you know, going around, and not, then figuring out that they couldn't get through, and then left the barricades down for some other poor soul to go through, not knowing it's shut down. So, we'll try to do an educational process, because I don't want you as our volunteers, or any of our first responders go in harm's way for carelessness from the general public. So with that, I thank you for all the hard work that you did, which, and also ODOT, so.
If the volunteers want to go, you can go, it's all right. We're not going to keep you captive, but you're more than welcome to stay here if you want.
It's pizza night.
Thank you.
I heard it's house duty, you were getting out of house duty tonight. And if I, we do have one more proclamation. Ms. Sharma, a long time, and has demonstrated dedication to supporting individuals of autism spectrum conditions, making a profound impact on families through advocacy, awareness, and empowerment. and whereas the founder and director of Activa Autism Foundation, Anita, has worked to promote early intervention, build autism awareness, and provide critical support to children with autism and families. And whereas driven by her personal journey as a single mother with two children with autism, Anita has transformed adversity into action, serving as a mentor, motivational speaker, consultant, and community leader. And whereas her community involvement has been extensive, organizing annual talent shows, advocating for services in schools, and representing voices of special needs families in the media. And whereas her work extends far beyond Piscataway, having fostered worldwide network of families through awareness campaigns, including a major autism awareness walk in India. And whereas her philosophy that autism is just one part of a child, not entirely who they are, has brought comfort and clarity to countless families navigating the autism journey. And whereas as she prepares to relocate to India to continue her mission by creating a more inclusive world, we recognize an indelible mark she has left on our community and the lives she has touched. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Brian Waller, Mayor of Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, along with the Township Governing Body, do by extend our appreciation to Anita Sharma for her service, dedication, impact on Piscataway community. May the next chapter bring exciting opportunities and new adventures and a lot of frequent flyer miles.
Okay, continuing on, thank you so much again. Item number 5, are there any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda? Good, okay, thank you. Item number 8, open to the public, comments regarding item number 10, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this, opening up for the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administrations will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
As we're unmuting, just a reminder that this is for the consent agenda.
Hi, good evening. My name is AJ Mori. My address is 6 Burgess, 6 West Burgess Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey. And the reason I've joined this is I am the board member at the Birchview Associations. And during that storm that that happened a few weeks back.
I apologize to interrupt you, but this is for the consent agenda. You'll be able to make your comments towards the end of the meeting, but for now, this is just for the consent agenda items. Do you have any questions on the consent agenda items number item number 10?
Oh, sorry, apologize. I thought it was open. Okay.
I'll let you know as soon as we open it up for everyone at the end. Thank you. Hang in there.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening up to the closing to the remote attendees, opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Council. David Akins, Lampos Valley Lane. I have a couple of questions. First of all, as far as the agenda, item H for hotel, would you elaborate a little on that? What is
That's
it
a change order for, you can hear me, right? Yeah, okay. So that's the change order to add a generator, the electrical structure to be designed by the engineering firm for the generator for the community development building.
Okay, I have another question. I'm a little confused, taken back. When these cards were given out for the property taxes,
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes.
Yep, we can leave that towards the
yes,
end.
Yes, okay. I'll hold it. That's it for right. I'll hold the rest.
Thank you. I see no other in the in-person attendees. Closing for the in-person attendees. Ordinance first reading, item number 9. Amending Chapter 4, Section 12, Rotating Vehicle Towing Record Services for Township Police, Resolution adopting Ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 4, Licensing and Business Regulations, Section 12, Rotating Vehicle Towing Record Services for Township Police, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 9th day of September 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Leibowitz.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Urin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 10, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion, please?
Motion to accept the consent agenda. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you.
Second, Rashid.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 11, announcement and comments from our officials. Councilmember Gabrielle Cahill?
Yes, thank you, Council President. I would just to like to remind folks that for the balance of this year, that the concerts in the park have been moved to Riverside Park, which is right there on River Road, due to some delay in parts that we need to keep the Columbus Park safe for everyone. I know people can walk around there, but their bench, I asked the mayor about this because we got the questions at the concert, and just want to make sure everyone's aware of that. If you haven't seen notice that we did advise those who were in attendance that the balance of those would be held at Riverside Park. And with that, I'm just hoping that everyone enjoys the balance of the summer, what is left. It always feels so melancholy for me at this point, but let's enjoy the rest of the time that we have and still continue to be safe on the roads while our children are out of school. And thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Cahill. Councilmember Laura Lee Woods.
Good evening, everyone. I know both of our proclamation recipients, or all of them, have left the chamber. I do think that it really is a tribute both to individuals and to our community responders that we have people that not only live in our town, but really give of themselves to this town for the success and achievement of not just themselves, but the town at large and the broader community. And so I definitely want to congratulate both Anita Sharma and all of our fire and rescue squads for all of their contributions to our town.
Thank you, Councilmember Leibowitz. Member Michelle Lombardi?
Well, I would have said something similar, but I'll switch it up so that we're not all saying the same thing. I want to say thank you to our new police director, Keith, for hosting his first roll call, front porch roll call, over at one of the houses in Piscataway. He is getting the department out there and getting them involved with the community. And I think that's a great idea for our police department to become a bit more involved with various locations all over the town with the community. So I thank him for that. And the next Lemonade with Lombardi will be next week over at our Spray Park next Tuesday with the kids. So I look forward to doing that with the kids, yes. Well, mostly kids. Are you going to the Spray Park?
I'll go.
Okay.
Yes.
All are welcome.
Thank you, Councilmember Lombardi. Councilmember Sarah Rashid?
I wanted to congratulate Anita and the first responders. It is really wonderful when the township recognizes all the efforts from our town people. So enjoy the summer. We have a little bit left, but let's try to enjoy it.
Thank you, Councilmember Sarah Rashid. Councilmember Frank Earn?
Yes, I just want to congratulate the first responders for the great job they've done. And also, Saturday night at the ballpark, it was a fabulous night. The weather was beautiful, and the Patriots won.
Yes. Thank you, Councilmember Earn. Mayor?
Item, I want to thank the council for awarding the contract tonight for the start of the Green Acres Comfort Station. This contract will start the utility install coming from Public Works out to the back where IEEE is. So at least the infrastructure will be there. So if and when we get a building out there, we can just put it in place and tie it up. What we are going to do is we're making the building big enough to house. So if we have to irrigate the fields with well water, so we're thinking ahead on that one. So.
It is warm.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Thank you, Council President. I just would like to say, in keeping with the community and the roll call, National Night Out, my first one with Piscataway Township, fantastic. I cannot believe the amount of residents that were there, the amount of attractions that were there, from a diabetes bus to performing, to all kinds of food, to learning about the police department, their operations. There was a bloodhound there from the prosecutor's office who located a child, as a matter of fact, most recently. So it was just a fantastic night, and the whole purpose of it really is to continue relationships with our police department. It's so important for the residents to feel comfortable with our police department. They provide a lot of inside information, so it's nice. So if you see an officer, the whole purpose of it is just to say hello, introduce yourself, let conversation flow. That also happens at Coffee with a Cop. I happened to go to Food Bazaar because I had a coupon from National Night Out. And I walked in, and there was Coffee with a Cop. So another opportunity for the community to, again, meet our police department. I just want to also say right now, in terms of operations, we're doing our insurance renewal right now. All departments has provided me with all of their information. What it is we update and make sure all of our assets are covered. Those that we've auctioned off, we're no longer covering. And just reviewing processes and procedures, and we'll soon be getting into the budget. So that's what I have to say, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ms. Casarelli. Township Attorney Raj?
No comments, thank you.
Thank you, sir. And I would like to echo our council members' congratulations, and also, you know, just feels proud to be, to live in Piscataway. You know, just these few events and plus the proclamations to our community is just, it's just a feel good, you know, moments, you know, and, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time with our officers in National Night Out in the past, you know, probably a couple of years, but for, you know, it was a beautiful day. Everybody was there. It didn't rain. It wasn't too hot. And everybody, I felt like everybody was happy. So it was that type of vibe, and that's what we continue on. So thank you so much for the officers for hosting that. Also, I just want to remind everyone that registration is open for the Piscataway Bike Tour. So if you haven't already, please register on our website. It is happening September 27th, and we're going to start. We have a few committees going as well. We have some marshals, bike marshals. We're going to run this as well as we did last year with our volunteers, making sure that our priority is the safety of our riders during the bike tour. So please register. It seems like we're getting a little bit more popular. So please, you know, and don't forget to put your t-shirt sites. It's very important so you can get your t-shirt. Other than that, that's all. All right, item number 12, agenda sessions for September 9th, 2025, ordinance second reading, amending various chapters of the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions on this item? Thank you. Ordinance second reading, amending chapter 4, section 12, rotating vehicle towing wrecker services for Township Police. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions or concerns with this item? Thank you. We are now going to be opening this to the public. Okay, opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Yes, Council President. I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Thank you. Please unmute yourself. AJ, can you please unmute yourself in Zoom so we can hear you?
Hi, sorry.
There you go.
This is still not open comment, right? I think.
This is the open comment portion, so you can go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Just a reminder, you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks. AJ from 6 Burgess Drive, Piscataway. I'm the board member over at the Birchview Associations. And as you saw about 3 weeks ago, we had a crazy rain. And this happened in the past as well. Every time it rains, it floods the canal that's on Mountain Ave and crossing of the Burgess Drive. And I wanted to bring that issue over to the township to see if we can do anything, because that canal that runs back, it gets backlogged completely, and all that water just flows out onto Mountain Ave and also to all the residents that are on Burgess Drive East. It floods into their basements and across the board. I have pictures and everything else. I don't know if you want to see it. If you like to see it, I can drop it off to you guys, or if you give me a chance to share through here Zoom, I can show you the pictures of what happened that day. And if we can get the councilman and the mayors, everybody else, to kind of take action. And also, this happens every time cars try to pass by and they think they can make it across, but they can't make it across and they get stuck onto the roads. And then the entire Mountain out just becomes a traffic jam. And it was jammed up for almost, up to 2 to 3 hours. And throughout the night, the fire department's right down the street. They couldn't go in and out of there as well. And I think some people were panicking. They were calling the police department, but they couldn't even get across as well to come onto the Mountain out.
Thank you, Council President. And the short answer is, there was, from what I understand from Public Works Department, there was no obstructions in any of the culverts from North Rand down to Mountain Avenue and all the way back by the Conrail line. It's just that we're getting a lot of rain. That stream that runs, it's not a canal, it's a stream that runs behind the HOA there on Burgess Drive, is privately held between the HOA and also the homeowners, that single family homes that back up to Brewster and Middlesex in that area. The town doesn't own any of that property back there. We don't have any easements or anything back there whatsoever. All the way from North Randolph Road all the way out to the Conrail tracks, we have no easements. So it's all privately held property back there. I did speak with some of the members of the HOA going back a couple of years ago, and I suggest to them that they might want to hire an engineering firm to file an application with DEP about doing some floodproofing right there on their site. I do know that the stream has some erosion to it, but there's nothing that we as a town are legally able to do for them, because we don't own the property. It's private property.
Someone like AJ, our residents around there, what can they do? What would you recommend?
I recommend that they need to hire an engineering firm to take a look at what they can do to shore up their property right there.
So the residents can.
And they're going to probably have to file an application to the DEP.
So the residents would go to the HOA?
The residents, it would be the HOA owns the property there. And that's not just the HOA, it's the folks that live on the other side of the stream too, the individual property owners right there. They would have to do something about that. I mean, we've had a lot of water. I mean, you had a 5-inch rain event in 2 hours. I don't care. No storm capacity. And people have to remember that water flows from the apartments. It goes down to the Conrail tracks and then out Possum Town Road and then out to Ambrose Doty Brook and then ultimately ends up through Middlesex to the Raritan. So once those waters get backed up, they're going to back up further. So there's nothing to do about it. But periodically, the Department of Public Works does go out there and make sure there's no fallen trees or anything obstructing the stream bed, but so to speak, a substantial by where the Conrail tracks are. If he wants to have a meeting with us, we're more than happy to have a meeting with them, and we could bring our in-house engineers. We're more than happy to meet with them.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond in, if necessary. Good evening.
Kostas Eftimios, 58 Curtis Avenue. Negligence is the word. That's why a lot of residents suffering. A little 20-minute storm caused all that damage. Houses cut in half. Negligence. Property maintenance is not doing their job. They drive around town with their eyes closed, just like our police officers. Blind spot intersections and so on. I wanted to raise up a question about this general ordinance of the township of Piscataway. Amendment? I meant that this, every police officer has to drive around the township, take a look at all the power lines, take at all the walkways, take a look at all the curbs, take a look at all the trees and all that pose a threat to public safety. Negligence is the word.
Thank you. Anyone else? Good evening.
It takes you a little longer to get up than me. Good evening. Curtis Grove, 1750 West 3rd. Just want to echo what the mayor and you guys were saying about the night out. Sorry, I missed it. Some of my neighbors went. A couple of my friends went, Guy and Jim from Public Works. I was supposed to meet them there, and I didn't, so I owe them big time. So, but they told me it was above and beyond, and appreciate what you guys do for Piscataway. The mayor, I have a question. I don't know how it works. My wife, you know, my wife's deceased. She used to take care of our sewer taxes. How do you charge sewer tax if it's not a family of 4, 10, or 1? How is that charged? I just, for me, now that I have to pay it.
Curtis, it's a flat rate.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
We have to do an analysis every year required by the state, and we probably have the lowest sewer rate in all of central New Jersey. But it's basically all you can flush for one price. As a matter of fact, it's just one person or 10 people.
I might have to rent my rooms out. Okay. hey. But Frank, I just wanted to tell you, thanks, and tell Jim and tell Guy for cleaning that piece of property up for us. On the corner of Second, the city-owned piece of property. You know which one I'm talking about, right, Frank?
Hazelwood?
Yeah, Second and... I'm gonna buy you a cup of coffee, Frank, so you can remember. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. I need help. No, you don't. You don't need no help.
Good evening.
Good evening. David Akins, and both Valley Lane. This is just a question pertaining to the Board of Education. I know prior to the new tax bills coming out, there was a tendency, or let's, I'd like to know what happened. It's not, I haven't seen it, $400 more. Was that across the board? Was that certain areas? If it in fact happened, because I looked at the sewer portion, not sewer, not the sewer.
There's the township, there's the county, there's the fire district, there's the library, and there's school district.
Right, well, the only thing I'm talking about is the school board. When I got the brochure, like I'm sure everyone else did, I got sort of mixed information.
If you didn't get that large increase, then you ought to, you're in a distinct priority on that one in the town.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I didn't see it.
People have been coming in to pay the taxes here. There's a lot of upset people coming in to pay their taxes.
So there was, it was increased to 400 for some people.
It was more than that. Right.
We just wanted to prepare people for if they had an increase, that they should be aware and look carefully. But it wasn't a flat assessment.
Well, that's what I didn't know. That's, yeah. You just clarified that.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I don't want to make it up next time. So, one other thing in closing. This is just a general statement. For 2 years, when I paid the taxes, the receipt I've gotten, the printout lasts for about a month, maybe 2 months, and then you can't see it anymore. Now, I spoke to the individuals where you pay the taxes. They've alleged that you have the machines to replace the one that's there. And I'm just trying to clarify, do you have the new machines there as they stated?
David, are you saying that the ink's not heavy enough or something?
Yes, absolutely.
We'll take a look at it tomorrow.
And the reason why I mention it, because according to them, you already have the machine and the equipment there.
So, I know we're cutting back and we're trying to minimize the amount of ink we're using, David, so it's just...
It's not the ink. It's not the ink, it's the machine. It's outdated.
It's the fuser of the print. So it's not, the ink is not sticking, it's not the heavy thickness of it. It's
like my receipts from Aldi.
To the paper. Well,
most of the printers nowadays, when they don't use the ink per se, they use put dots. And it looks like it's a, I don't know if you know that or not, but I can bring you some old bills.
Sorry, David, you do realize your canceled check is also your receipt.
But it's legible, it stays legible. Okay.
You can also take a picture of your receipt and that will be there with you forever. Just, you know, it's like.
You have the equipment already, so why not just connect it? That's what I'm saying. You don't have to, it's in the budget. Because you have it already. So that's the only thing I'm saying. Because every time I go there and I get a receipt, they say, yeah, I know. Well, we're waiting on the administration to give them authority to connect it up. I just figured I'd pass that along.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good evening, David.
You too.
Anyone else? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second. Lombardi.
Any opposed? Okay, media adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.